Thank you for listening to this teaching from Kingdom Discipleship. As we begin this new study in the book of Proverbs, we read in chapter 1, quote, "For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise." Let's open our Bible now to Proverbs chapter 1 and begin this study in the incredible and powerful Bible book of Proverbs.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another teaching. It's a Tuesday afternoon here in Texas, and here with Stephen in the studio, and just a good afternoon to be what? Growing to know Jesus, growing to love him, growing to obey him, growing to please him, growing in our relationship with Jesus, growing to know what he's like, and, you know, growing to emulate him in every aspect of our lives. That is the meaning of our lives. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, so again, just a reminder, I have the glasses on. I had cataract surgery last Wednesday, 6 days ago, in my left eye. Lord willing, I'm scheduled for the right eye tomorrow morning at 7:15. And, you know, there are very, very big bright lights in here, and so you're supposed to wear sunglasses for up to 6 weeks or something. So I don't know how long I'll have them on, but forgive me for that. Hopefully it's not too big a distraction. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for anyone who's prayed. As a matter of fact, I don't know how anyone could have prayed yet, because we have a bank of teachings. We get out normally two teachings a week, depending. Sometimes we'll do one, but we have a bank that Stephen and I work very hard, and Nathan, so that, you know, we can keep our bank built up, so that, like, in, you know, I'll be going away in October with my wife to Singapore to see the family and spend time with the family. And we, you know, obviously we can't do any teachings while I'm away. So, so there will, you know, be probably five teachings that'll have to come out of the bank. And so we're ahead, right? So, when you hear this or when you've watched this, we have done it, days or weeks before. So thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Well, we finished up that, that last teaching and on that massive topic of suffering. Again, I feel like it could have been done immensely better. And that's the feeling you always get, or I always get anyway, when teaching through a book or teaching on a topic, there always seems to be more, you know, that can be said. And that is certainly a product of the fact that we're teaching the Word of God, and it's limitless. Remember, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away." The Word of God, this Bible, the words in this Bible will have them forever and ever and ever. So there are, moving on, we're gonna do some teachings here in the incredible, powerful, proverbial book of Proverbs. So Proverbs is right there in the middle of your Bible. In preparing for this, I learned a new word, peremiology. Peremiology. Stephen can put it up on the screen. Peremiology, P-A-R-E-M-I-L-O-G-Y, peremiology. What does peremiology mean? It means a study of Proverbs. Interesting enough. And a peremiologist would be a scholar who studies Proverbs. So, peremiology, a study of Proverbs. And so we are going to do some teachings. The current plan is just to teach through Proverbs chapter 1 and to hopefully, you know, help you to grasp not only the meaning of these proverbs, but just to see the incredible, overwhelming power and wisdom that lies in this Bible book of Proverbs. There are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. So, you know, over the years, since we've had calendars in the United States and since we've had a Bible, so probably since around 1500 to 1600 AD, people have read the proverb of the day. Oftentimes Christians every day, many times all the days of their life, they would always say they read the proverb of the day. Again, there happen to be 31 chapters of Proverbs. And, you know, what is it? Seven of the months have 31 days, or is it six of the months that have 31 days? They have obviously immense wisdom, but the proverbs that are in the Bible, okay, because there's obviously also proverbs that are not in the scriptures, right? You've heard of Chinese proverbs and other proverbs, but the proverbs in the Bible are the word of God. They're the living word of God. So what is a proverb? Okay. A proverb, just simply stated, and I'm just going to give it a definition, is a short saying, right? A short saying, a short statement that is true and powerful and practical. Okay. It's just a short statement, a short assembly of words that is true, and you know it's meaningful, it's altogether practical, okay, and in as much it does have power, if we will abide by it, to help us to live lives that are more effective in everything. But what's more important is lives that are effective in our walk with Jesus, right? Growing to know him, growing to love him, growing to obey him and please him. So today we're gonna go to Proverbs chapter 1. And, you know, this is a little different, you know, kind of teaching. I am going to do an exposition. I'm going to go verse by verse through Proverbs chapter 1. So this is back. I'm going to teach through at least Proverbs chapter 1. I may go through chapter 2. I don't plan to do the entire book of Proverbs, but hopefully by the time you're done, you will be able to open your Bible. You will be able to go through and read the proverb of the day. You know, so if it's the first day of the month, you'll be able to open to Proverbs chapter 1 and carefully read each proverb and think about it. One of the big things one of the problems I've seen people have when they do read the proverbs is they try to read them too fast. Okay. There's no sense in reading a proverb, a statement of tremendous wisdom, okay, for the biblical proverbs, a statement of tremendous wisdom that's in the word of God, a statement of understanding, of knowledge, of insight, a statement of instruction, a statement of truth that has a principle that will lead you into more effective living. See, I should have wrote that down, but the good news, it's recorded, so I could go back and listen to it. I don't think I could say it again, but whatever I just said, that's a good definition of a proverb. I don't remember what it was, but It's been recorded, so I can go back and listen to it. And, you know, that's what we should write down, what I just said. That's better than what I said the first time for the meaning of a proverb. So when you have something that is so full of such meaning, that's a principle that if you'll live it out, can add so much purpose and effectiveness to your life, to the joy and the peace and the meaning that you're living in your relationship with God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, as well as in your relationship, you know, with your wife, with your children, with your parents, with your family, with your friends, with your colleagues. You don't want to just rush through them, okay? So you want to think about them, okay? Now, again, I've been doing this coming up, 27 years, studying the scriptures and been teaching the scriptures now, I don't know, a good 20 years. And again, when I've seen, serious Christians, church leaders, right? People who are leaders in ministry, and again, they just read through the Proverbs and they just read them quickly and they get very little out of it. So the Proverbs are something you want to chew on. You want to think about, you want to meditate on these Proverbs. And of course, above all, you want to apply them to your life. These Proverbs are in the Bible. They're the Word of God, okay? A proverb isn't a promise. A proverb is a principle, okay? A promise is something, you know, when the Bible gives you a promise, when the Word of God gives you a promise, when Jesus gives you a promise, when it's, you know, it is absolutely going to happen every time. A principle is something that, you know, is something given us by the Lord. These are principles that if humanity lives by them, we can expect this to be the natural outcome. It doesn't mean it's going to happen every moment, every time in that exact way. And so that is important to understand when you come to the Proverbs. And we'll certainly talk more about the fact that Proverbs are more principles. They are, in fact, principles to learn and live by, more than they are promises. But the more you live by, you know, these principles, these proverbial principles, there will be no doubt, there can be no doubt, the more blessed and effective your life's going to be in every way. So thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, so, man, I was hoping to get through verses 1-7, but, you know, these are big. So I don't know that I'm going to get through all seven verses because we are trying to cut these off at 30 minutes. But hopefully you're excited now, right? You're excited that we're in this book of Proverbs and, you know, you're going to learn here, right? Statements and sayings and principles of tremendous, immense, overwhelming insight, okay? Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. You should be able to taste it. You're so excited that when you're done listening to this and done, you know, hearing me teach through this chapter on Proverbs, that you're just going to want to be in the proverb of each day and saying, man, where can I apply that to my life? Where can I repent? Golly, thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to do a little, what is that word? Peremiology. Peremiology. All right. Wow. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercy, your favor, your goodness, and your grace on our lives. Father, we thank you for your love. Father, as always, we thank you most of all for Jesus, the living Word of God, our only Savior and Master and King and Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for becoming a human man for us. We thank you for living a perfect, righteous life on our behalf that we could certainly never live. We thank you for dying a torturous death on the cross for us that we deserve to die. And we thank you that you're alive and risen, and we worship you today. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us now as we open this incredible book of Proverbs. We ask that you would give us eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts to understand, to truly understand these Proverbs, and the grace to live them out more and more. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen and amen. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. I'm just going to read them, and then we're going to go back and unpack them. And, you know, I'm going to stop this at right around 30 minutes, and then we'll pick up where we left off next time, Lord willing. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Verse 2, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Wow. I mean, did y'all feel that? I mean that's good Bible right there. Okay. Those seven verses, there's so much popping right now in my mind. Pow, pow, pow. I mean, wow. I mean, that verse 7 in itself needs to be just a whole teaching on Proverbs. I mean, just when we unpack that verse 7, I'm going to make you wait till next time for that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. What does that mean? That means if you don't truly understand and are not walking in the fear of the Lord, we're going to talk, Lord willing, next time about what that means. You're not even at the starting gate yet. If the fear of the Lord, verse 7, follow me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. What does that mean? That means from a certain perspective, if you don't know or understand or are not walking in the fear of the Lord, you don't know anything. Blank. Don't know a thing. I didn't write it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if all knowledge begins in the fear of the Lord, if we don't have that, you don't have anything, right? Now, obviously, we're talking about knowledge pertaining to the truth regarding our eternal triune God, right? We're talking about the Solomon here is talking about knowledge of our holy triune God, right? God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. One being, three separate, distinct individual persons. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. It's interesting when you go through this whole book of Proverbs, these 31 Proverbs, and the book of Proverbs is one of the 66 books in the Bible, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament. The Proverbs is in the Old Testament. Again, it's a book of wisdom, right? It's called. And consistently throughout the 31 chapters of Proverbs, you'll find this contrast between wisdom and fools. And in Solomon, you know, he doesn't play games with it. Solomon will call you a fool, right? If he'll give you the principles of a fool and the principles of someone who's wise, someone who is walking in wisdom. And that ought to be exciting in itself. you're going to consistently see these three things talked about in Proverbs. You're going to see knowledge, you're going to see understanding, and you're going to see wisdom. And you're going to see that the scripture is going to say wisdom is supreme, right? But the reason wisdom is supreme is because wisdom is actually the walking out, the understanding of how to apply the understanding of the knowledge that you have. Yeah, that was worth the price of admission, right? Just let that go through your mind. Let that sink in, right? It's going to say wisdom is supreme here in this book of Proverbs. Why? Because it's the outcome of it all, right? We're going to need to really grow in knowledge. And then we want to have understanding, right? We want to understand the meaning or the purpose of something. Understanding, right? Knowledge, grasping the reality or the facts. Understanding, comprehending the meaning of something. But then wisdom is being wise and knowing how to walk out that understanding of that knowledge. And these building blocks, right? And you remember when you were a kid and just like holding them blocks? I mean, it was so cool holding them blocks. Even at 5 years old or something, I was fascinated with blocks. I love blocks. I could be amused by myself. I was an only child. They would sit me on the floor with a box of blocks, and I wouldn't need no one else's attention for an hour, right? Now, maybe that was just idiosyncratic to me, but I mean, these building blocks, are exciting. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Wow. Hopefully you're as excited as me about this. All right. Verse 1, Proverbs 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. So right here, the author announces himself. We're going to see, at the end of the book, a couple of Proverbs are written by others. But the vast majority, the vast 90% of the Proverbs are going to be written by Solomon, right? Solomon was given wisdom by God himself, like no man has ever been given. Now, he wasn't God, so he didn't have all knowledge like Jesus, okay? But Solomon is certainly the wisest human being to ever live. Now, the irony of it, even though he had all the wisdom, he didn't always apply it. And he made his share of mistakes because he was a fallen man. He was a sinful man, and he made some poor choices. And Jesus now is the God-man, right? When Jesus became a man, he added humanity to his deity. He didn't become less God. He was fully God and fully man or fully human. And, Jesus chose, at his own will and decision, of when to limit, his deity. And then at times he would choose to access his deity as a man. And we see that, in full force in the Gospels. So the Proverbs of Solomon, who was Solomon, son of David, the child that David had with Bathsheba, king of Israel. Okay. After David, his son Solomon is on the throne. All right. Solomon says in verse 2, for attaining wisdom and discipline. Do you want that? Do you want to attain wisdom and discipline? Because he says, for attaining wisdom and discipline. For understanding words of insight. Do you want to understand and grasp and comprehend words of insight, insightful words? One of the great problems in the church today is Christians aren't excited to be digging into this Bible for the treasure that it is to get words of insight. For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight. Verse 3. For acquiring a disciplined and prudent life. Just let that weigh in on you right there. Okay? Doesn't that sound good? Right? All of us has, as Christians, the entire church, every single person alive today that's a genuine Christian, and of course everyone that's not, has failed in all these things. Every one of us should step back and say, you know what, that'd be good. You know, I really, really would like that. And we ought to be striving for that. We don't. Okay? The vast majority of the church is just very immature. Okay? For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair. Verse 4, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Do you want this to be you? Do you want to be this kind of person? I'm going to say maybe 1 in 10,000 Christians are truly like this or are even on the path for this. Do you want to be this type of person? I mean, examine yourself in light of these verses. Examine yourself, right? For attaining wisdom and discipline. Would you say that you're a person who really is consistently living with wisdom and discipline? And discipline means here is having a disciplined life. It's not talking about punishment. Discipline is what we do to discipline ourselves. Like an athlete disciplines themselves. Someone is disciplined with how they eat. Discipline is what you do when you don't feel like it. You discipline yourself to read your Bible and study your Bible. You discipline yourself to pray. You discipline yourself to obey the scriptures. You discipline yourself to repent. Because we generally don't feel like doing it, right? For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, which is going to be this whole book, these whole 31 chapters of Proverbs, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life. Golly, doesn't prudence sound good, right? Someone who's prudent, they take the time to actually consider and think about what they're going to say or do before they do it. That again was worth the price of admission, right? We could use a whole lot more prudence. I certainly could. For acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair. How much do you care about doing what's right and just and fair? If you study this book and apply it in Christ and for Christ, these attributes will become yours more and more. For giving prudence to the simple, verse 4. So not only you having a prudent life, but giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. And young here doesn't really mean a child. It means, you know, people in your life that don't have a lot of understanding, a lot of insight, a lot of wisdom, a lot of discipline, a lot of prudence, which is almost everyone in your life, right? And in mine. For giving prudence to the simple. Again, it's not as much dependent on your age or a person's age as it is how they're walking in these things. Knowledge and discretion to the young. How do you do it? Verse 5. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. So here's how you're going to do this. To have this kind of life, you got to first listen. Now, you notice it didn't say in there, let the wise talk. Okay? Let the wise listen and add to their learning. So when you're studying this book of Proverbs, again, you want to read it. You want to listen to it. You want to break it down. You want to understand it. Okay? if I'm going through a verse and it's not enough, you know, dig into it. Go into it. Go into, you know, Google and find reliable websites, find reliable scholars, find commentaries to help you understand some of these proverbs, okay? Or call someone that does do that. But learn to be a student. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. You ought to always be adding to your learning in the Lord. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. And let the discerning get guidance. Okay? Hopefully, these teachings in Proverbs and all the teachings we do are giving you guidance to the meaning of life. That's why I will often, be so repetitive, right? But, you know, Peter said, I know you know this, but I'm going to continue to remind you. It's good for me to say it over and over again, as long as I'm alive and not dead and in the tent of this body. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. Y'all, add to your learning. Open these proverbs. And let the discerning get guidance. Guidance for what? Verse 6. For understanding proverbs and parables. And what are they called here? Proverbs and parables are called the sayings and riddles of the wise. Okay? So Solomon calls proverbs and parables the sayings and riddles of the wise. So again, proverbs are short sayings, short statements that are just packed full of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom that are principles that, when applied to your life, are going to lead you to a life of wisdom and discipline and understanding and knowing and having words of insight and acquiring a discipline and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, helping you give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. How's that going to happen? It's the only way it happens. Let the wise, okay, listen, okay? Wisdom begins with listening, not with talking, okay? One of the great issues that we have is that we care more about sharing or speaking, we just need to talk, than we do about learning. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. And let the discerning get guidance. So again, make sure you're listening and learning from someone who is genuinely wise in Christ and in the Word of God. Okay? Don't take advice from someone who's given you advice that's outside or contrary to the Scriptures. Ever. That's contrary to the Word of God and the Son of God. Ever. Okay? Find people that are wise men and women who are schooled, who have given themselves, not necessarily, gone to school, although that's fine, but who have schooled themselves, who have actually walked out these first 6 verses. And that verse 7 is obvious in their life. And we'll talk about that next time in the fear of the Lord. Wow. All right. We got it started. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your mercy, your favor, your goodness, and your grace on our lives. We thank you for this incredible book of Proverbs. Father, we do ask you to help us. We do want to be men and women who attain wisdom and discipline. We do want to understand words of insight. We do want to acquire a discipline and prudent life. Father, we do want to do what is right and just is fair. Father, and fair. We do want to give prudence to the simple. We do want to give knowledge and discretion to the young. Holy Spirit, help us, convict us to let the wise listen. Help us to listen and add to our learning. Help us to get guidance, Father, that we'd have discernment and get guidance for understanding the proverbs and parables in the Scriptures, Lord. In the Scriptures, these sayings that you've given us, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for your mercy and goodness. Help us, Father, to know these proverbs and to live them out in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And again, for his name's sake, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.